Hi, I'm Carl Azus. I was just at a Friday last week, and I'm happy to report it's awesome. Thank you so much for making CNN 10 part of your Friday. Our international coverage starts in Australia, where there's been some good news, then some bad news, then more good news. Let me explain. New South Wales is a state in southeastern Australia. It was the hardest hit state by the bushfires we reported on earlier this year, though every Australian state's been affected by them. It's summer there now, when the country typically sees a fire season, but this one was made worse by an ongoing drought. Tens of millions of acres burned. At least 28 people have been killed. About 3,000 homes have been destroyed, and millions, possibly hundreds of millions of animals have been affected. So what's good in all that? Well, in New South Wales, it could be coming to an end. Fire officials say all of the wildfires there have been contained, meaning some are still burning, but they've all been surrounded and stopped from spreading. Firefighters say it's been a traumatic, exhausting, and anxious bushfire season so far, but that the containment of the blazes will allow emergency workers to now focus on helping people rebuild. Okay, more bad news. A tropical cyclone recently rolled along the coast of New South Wales. It brought damaging winds, dangerous waves, and it caused major flooding. The storm's heavy rains led to the evacuation of several towns, many schools in the region closed, and there are severe thunderstorms in the forecast for the days ahead. But the good thing about the cyclone, which is what hurricanes are called in the South Pacific, is that it's helped put out more than 30 fires since last Friday. The New South Wales Rural Fire Service called that the most positive news they've had in some time.